So I want to thank Rabbi Stein Shlita for he did a hard job trying to establish a curriculum. No time. You will get a pack like this, not meant for you to see every single word, but we're trying to discuss today's shiur, what it means to be Masada Kedusha. And my fundamental premise is that a Masada Kedusha has responsibilities. It's not really an honorific. You go up there, you say a bracha, everyone makes a, gives you a shakayach. You know, it's a tremendous responsibility. And of course, the main responsibility that a Masada Kedusha has is to see to it that the people that he's marrying off are allowed to marry each other. That sounds pretty obvious, but the average Masada Kedusha has no clue. Yeah. He doesn't check up. It's just he assumes everything is kosher v'yosher, and we go on. I think this is a big mistake. And the first prerequisite to have a proper marriage is to be Jewish. So let's start with Miu Yehudi. Who's Jewish? I mean, I'm talking very quickly. Some of the sources are going to be in the packet. So we assume, based on the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos and a Mishnah Masechta Kiddushin, what we call matrilineal descent. That means if the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. If the mother is not Jewish, the child is not Jewish. The father is completely irrelevant. That's what we pass in halacha lemaisa. But, and I, even though Rabbi Stein was nice enough to make copies of the Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezra, I brought the original. And if you open up, I'll open up. You can look, open up at a later time to look it up. The very beginning of Siman Dalet. Siman Dalet is the main siman about these matters. There we are taught, as we just said, at the very beginning it says, Yisrael habol achas me'elu havlad kemosa. Okay? And if we have, on the contrary, some of the Baal Bas Yisrael Avlad Kosher Lekol, and the Pesachei Tshuva, the very first one, Aleph, discusses the status of a product of a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother. So for us, it's nothing to discuss. Of course the child is Jewish. He quotes significant sources that seem to indicate that the child is not Jewish. But it says Avlad Kosher. Yeah, Avlad Kosher means he's a kosher goy. If he does a conversion, he can become Jewish. As opposed to a mamzer, which exists in some of these contexts. It's a long discussion, no less an authority than the Chavos Das, in his tshuva to the Chem de Shloma, thinks, really, yeah, the child is not Jewish. I believe it was my Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik who actually paskened, you can't do a bris on Shabbos with such a child. If you have an intermarried couple, and the mother's Jewish, you can't do the bris on Shabbos, because according to the Chavos Das, the child is not Jewish, it's a milah shel geirin. I don't think that's the accepted psak. So just to give you a start with a curiosity, the first Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Dalet discusses this concept. Fine. Good. I came a few minutes late. I just met with Rabbi Lau, the chief rabbi is visiting today in Yeshiva. He says, what are you learning? I said, I'm learning sukkah, but now I'm going to give a shiur. What's the topic? Well, Kiddushin, who's a Jew? And then we were just discussing about gay race before. He said, who's a Jew? It's simple. Whoever's mother's Jewish. That's true. That's the psak. What if the mother is not Jewish and the person wants to convert? So once again, it's the responsibility of the Masada Kedushin to see to it that the person is Jewish, and if the mother is not Jewish, you have to make sure that the conversion is proper. So we're going to spend some time on what's a proper conversion. It should be known that today, many, many adoptions are also conversions. So if you ask if there are any conversions in the family, you have to add adoptions, because sometimes people don't realize that an adoption is a conversion, because many, not in the old days, they were adopting Jewish children. Today, it's hard to find a Jewish child to adopt, so many of the adoptions are non-Jewish children who are ger kotmat bilo oswal das bezdin, and it has to be, of course, a proper bezdin and a proper gear. So let's discuss some of the parameters over here. In order to be megayer, there has to be what we call a kabbalas mitzvahs. What if a person converts for the sake of marriage? That's let me say, talk tachlis. It's probably the majority of conversions are for the sake of marriage. Is that good or no good? So the Gemara is in Masechta Yevamos. Now, since I have, Rabbi Stein was so kind as to make this whole source sheet, I'll read it to you from the original source in the Gemara. It's the second page of the source sheet, where we are taught that Ish in Isgailish of Isha, Ish in Isgailish of Ish, Einem Gerim, Diri Rabbi Nechemia. Whoa, it's no good. Halacha Kediri Omer Baruch Hashem, Kulam Gerim Heim. We paskin they are Gerim. Okay, so Machlokas Atanoim, we paskin they are Gerim. Notwithstanding the fact that they did it L'shem Ishus, they're still considered to be Gerim. Fine. Of course, the question becomes, what kind of Kabbalah mitzvahs? If they're doing it just to get married, how can we assume that there's really any kind of Kabbalah mitzvahs? Come on, it's a fake. It's a fake. Okay. Says the Ritva on the spot. Hocha kemish in isgayru. Vekiblu aleihem. They converted and accepted the mitzvahs upon themselves. Chazakuhu. The agav unsayu gamru vekiblu. Because they're forced to. They're going to keep the mitzvah, so they really accept it. The afal gav the machmas onus who they want to marry this man or woman, but the only way to marry the man or woman is to accept the mitzvahs. So then it's geirus. We'll leave it to Rabban, and again, from Nechem we paskin this geirus. In fact, is a valid geirus. It's very, very nice. And of course, the question becomes: what is the nature of this onus, and does this onus apply nowadays? There's a Shuvah Dvar Avraham, Chela Gimel, Simon Chav Ches. In my mind, is the most important Shuvah on this topic. And this is what he says. It's a letter to Reb Chaim Oizer. This is contemporary. And Achiezer Chela Gimel talks about Gerus. He says, no. Calls the Ritva verbatim. He's like this. In the olden days, Yad Yisrael Takifa Lano Sha'ovim Aldas. Vafilu Bizman She'en Yad Yisrael Takifa. Mikol Makom Kemen She'Nafsho Choshko Be'isha Zu. V'olav Lodur Ima U'Besviva Yehudis. V'yadu Alo She'm Lo Yisnag B'Yehadus V'lo Yisdaktik B'Dineha Lo Tove Ha'isha Lodur Ima V'asviva Yehudis Lo Tikaltehu. Follow you, Chalahasik as Mavoyo, Ede Kabosal Ayadas, Visnagas the Kashus, Nu, Agaf on a Zer, Goma Vikibo, Zer Yashakrak was my name, Biomim Mikedem, Akshadora, Akshav, Shigam Isha Zul that he wants to marry, Vigam Chele Godome as Sviva, Enem Noagin Biadas. You know, we think that until World War II, the Altaim everyone was from. But it's not true. It's just not true. In Litta, where these people lived, unfortunately, most people were not from, already before World War II. V'gam achar ha-geirus lo yeh onus klal mishum tzadakai mitzvah Torah. Who's going to force it? She won't force him, she's not from. The people around won't force him, they're not from. Lo shayach lo magavun segomra mekabel. Keirun the b'la v'ochi nami asik mavoyo. I will say, drama shebeleben and varim. No, in the olden days. Now, eich nash les navsheinu. I'm going to fool ourselves. Shana Yodin Barova Mikrim Baumda the Muchach Shlya Kaimwa Hakakas Amitsis A Libam Klalazer Vidik Umda the Muchach Avdram Shaleha Vidvarim, as Abchaimwise himself quotes as a famous Ritva and Kiddushin. Dram Shabaliba Balev Kalad. This knocks out Rabosai, if you ask me, a significant majority of the Geirus L'Shem Ishus nowadays, because as a rule, the person that they want to marry is also not from. So no one is from. Were these conversions done by Orthodox rabbis over the years? Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. Are these conversions valid or not? Well, on a simple level, they're not valid. They're not valid. How could you argue with it? Rav Moshe, who was a Pesach Akron in America, coming some years after the Dvar Avraham, from the same general tradition of Pesach, has a number of tshuvas about this as well. Okay. We have a series of tshuvas sure if this is the right ones in here. Okay. But Moshe says in one of his tshuvas that any convert, when they say they're going to keep the mitzvahs, but they don't really mean it, that is nothing. It's nothing. It has no validity whatsoever. For some reason, it is not the Jewish I'm looking for. Perhaps it's my mistake in my giving the Rambam comments to Rabbi Stein. I apologize. What I'm looking for is not here. Well, I'll tell you what it says. Tell about Peh. It could be that I gave you the wrong Maramakam. Actually, I brought in a copy of my Sefer, which has some of these things. I'll hopefully get the right Maramakam. Hope the right Maramakam here. Could be the mistake. The mistake came earlier. Ramosha's Chivas here. Dine Geirus. Ramosha says in a number of Chivas that if they quote, as Ramosha's quoting, Chelek Aleph Simas Kuf Nun Zayin. I'm not sure. That seems to me. Maybe just check it out. Make sure. But I don't know. Maybe I made a mistake or something's wrong. I'm reading the words of Rav Moshe. V'afim oma bepiv. Ah. I know what happened. It was Evanez instead of Yoredeya. Ah. Maybe I didn't write Yoredeya. Okay. I take all the mistakes on me. So it was the right number, the right chedek, it's the wrong Shulchan Aruch. Okay. We'll fix it before it. V'afim oma bepiv shemekabal mitzvahs imanan sadi she'eno mekabal ola b'yemes ain't no klum. The gerish and mahani l'shemishes b'diyevet. Ari b'shula ishus kibul of mitzvahs b'emes. V'hu barur u'pashut. Okay, barur u'pashut. It's obvious. Nothing to talk about. That's kuf nun zayin. But in simen kuf samach, three shuvas later, Ramosh writes as follows. He wants to say a Tom Godel, as he calls it. The Masha Balash and his Gaira Bishvilo, who Machal Shabbos, who Mufka Bekame Yisurin, Osa Shehi Svura, Shein Chiyuv Kolkach, Lishmar HaMitzvahs. She thinks it's not really required. The Mekenu Kegerish and his Gaira Ben Ha'akum, Shemefurush B'Shabbos Av Samaches, Shehavi Ger, Av Shadayin Ovar Avar Azor. Wow. You have to look up. It's true. Believe it or not. Shabbat of Samech Esam and Beis. Why? V'atam. Shem shekibol alav dios kachol Yehudim. Shenech shev ha-kabbalah. Av shlo yodah klumi ha-mitzvahs. V'lochein. Av shabez n'omru lo shetzorach lishmo Shabbos. Choshemes. Hu rak hidur bi'alma. Av agam yishen ha-shem ha-shabbos. To alo mashu Yehudi kosher. Nimsa de le to'usa. Kiblo kol ha-mitzvahs Yehudi m'chuyev. Shu geris. V'hu limud tzchus, tzas, al rabbonim ha mekablim, shlo yechoshu o gri mehediotus. He didn't say it's true. He's not saying this is true. He's not saying she's really Jewish. But it's a limud tzchus, tzas, a small way to somehow look more kindly upon the action of these rabbis who have been megar individuals who they know are not from, because they've been megar for to get married someone who's also not from. And Rav Moshe originally said it's nothing. All of a sudden, he's singing a little bit of a different tune. Maybe it's something, because they think that what they're accepting is proper. The rabbis require a higher state. Ah, those are fanatical, fundamentalist rabbis who are asked what's called a Hidur. They're going way beyond the letter of the law. And the proof is, look, the guy I'm marrying, he calls himself Orthodox, and he drives the shul on Shabbos or whatever. And he, whatever, you fill in the blanks. That's what she thinks. So she thinks, maybe it's like the Gemara Masechta Shabbos of Samaches. Perhaps. In a different case, which may be more relevant to today's contemporary world, and I'm not going to bring any names in here, but it's maybe a very famous name in this country. Me'achash and Nifretz Tilboshe Sapritus, Baba Nosein Hurabim, Gambe Benos Yisrael, Viafe'elu Shem Shomros Torah. This is the Chela Gimel Simen Kufav. Even if people who are from don't dress properly. Shalachain Hanachris Shabal is Gayari Choshevah Shurak Chumra Mi'alma. Shirotim Rabbanim Hatla Le'a Yosem Yadin to to wear sleeves and to whatever. I'm not going into details. Me'achas yodash and noshim shemachzikin osin l'shom edas u'mislapshos b'tilboshes priestess. V'yafsh omel rabbanim shidav reiser einem amin alehem v'im kein yesh loden osin is gaira shloyad medini haTorah shuger kedisa b'shabbes u'mistaber zeh. Rabbosah, the first case he said it only the limud chus k'tzas. Now he's saying mistaber zeh. What's the answer? The answer, Rabbosah, is as follows. If the person is not being shomer Shabbos at all, it's only a limud zchus. But a person who keeps Shabbos and keeps Shabbos and keeps kashrus and just the dress is not so good, that's different. That's different. But look, someone who comes to me with Geir, Ben Akon, the morning Shabbos of Samaches, you don't know by yourself. So Bezin had Yotas didn't tell you what's right and what's wrong. But if you come to Geir where there are Rabbonim and they're from Jews, you know this Shabbos, you know this kashrus. Come on. Most people realize that if you're Orthodox properly, you're not supposed to drive on Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat non-kosher food. But they don't know they're supposed to dress in a different way, because there's so many Orthodox women who do not drive on Shabbos and who do not eat non-kosher food who are dressing that way. This is what he calls a mistaber. This is something which is more mistaber. This is Rav Moshe's compromise, it seems to me. But then, is that another tshuva in Rav Moshe? A third tshuva, Rav Moshe. It's the same tshuva, actually. It's Siman Kuf Samach. That's where he has a limud zchus. It's probably not. They're probably not Jewish. So what do you do? So what does he say? I don't want to answer it. Rav Moshe writes in Siman Kuf Samach because people do it, even though most of the Chal Shabbos, and they know it's also Vidini HaTorah. They know. They know. So what's the bottom line? They're probably not Jewish, right? He writes elsewhere, in she got married, ain't kiddush of klum. So he says, can someone solve an aguna problem? The geris is no geris. But this is where Moshe writes. Ula haba, he's writing to a rabbi in Ohio, someone that time in the 50s, I believe. Vaday tov she yifel kvodo, she is gairu etzel rava yodea bedine geris v'yosek edin. Orthodox rabbis who know what's going on should do these garrison of people they know are not from. Av shegam heim sofek im nechshui geirim kahi. Rav Moshe himself says, at the end of the day, it's very doubtful they consider Jewish. V'tov laharchik mehem et shomei Torah. Someone who's from, tell him not to marry this person. Okay, what's going on here? Rav Moshe telling a rabbi to do a geiris, if somebody asks you, a from roof, can you marry this girl? No. How do you explain this? How do you explain this? To make a suffix be a dying mechatchila? Rav Chaim Moshe, you don't make a suffix be a dying. Here's the answer. They were going to conservative rabbis. Rav Moshe told them the conservative garrison for sure no good because of the dying is possible. And guess what? They were marrying Jews. This is in the 50s. They were marrying Jews. Says Rav Moshe, it's the rabbi miyuto, it's the lesser of the evils. Let there be a chance that they're in fact really Jewish, even though it's a small chance when they're marrying Jews later on, as opposed to if they go to conservative, where they're certainly goyish and they're marrying Jews later on. That's Rav Moshe's policy. I have to tell you, if you ask me, I wouldn't do such a thing as a rule, because I wouldn't make such a gayer. But so here you have it, Rabbi. If we follow Rav Moshe, the bottom line of Rav Moshe is as follows: if she does absolutely nothing, just pays lip service, and she's the same person next week as she was last week, that's a zero. If she becomes frum, it works, even though the shame geiris, even though shame ishus, if she's really frum. In the typical case where she makes some changes, but not enough changes to show me mitzvah, she's not, doesn't keep Shabbos or kashrus, maybe she lights candles, maybe she won't go to the church anymore. She'll make, there'll be some perceptible change in her lifestyle. Then Rav Moshe, she's probably not Jewish, but maybe she is Jewish. So if you as a Masada Kedushin, since we're in America, we follow Rav Moshe, have to keep that in mind. If there's a conversion, you have to ask a question. First, who did the conversion? If it's not Orthodox. If it was done Orthodox, you still have to find out, was the person Shomer Mitzvahs at the time of the conversion? If yes, Baruch Hashem. If zero, then zero. If in between, so Rav Moshe is basically saying, tell a Shomer Torah not to marry that person. So if a Shomer Torah comes to you with his kala, and she comes from such a family, you got to say, I can't do this. If she's from now, do we have a guy right now again? We'll call it Gil Lechum, not to hurt anyone's feelings. But if they're not from now, just don't get involved. Somebody had a hand up. Yeah, no, done. Okay, this is Kitzur Nimritz. I have to tell you, this is to complete this inyan, that there are certain rabbanim who say that even this rabbi who does a substandard garrison, even is she happens to luck in and a person who's completely from is megaya by that rabbi, it's also no good. Yes, that's the last maramakam that I have. It's Shuvas van Hogus, all right, it's Simon Reish Lamed, where he suggests as follows. Look, he says, look, these rabbis who do substandard garrison, Eilu Badayonim, who do the substandard garrison, Hem Rishoyim Rachmona Litzlam, Maharsim Umachrivim Kedushas Am Yisroel, Umevin Olenu Charonaf Hashem Achas V'Sholom. This is Rav Sternberg in his role as a member of the Bez and the Veda Chavetz Badat, you know, so this is appropriate language for a person from that Bez. Yeah. But then Mishnah Zatzchak is the following Nakuda. Ulai, this is top of the second column of page Reish Chavdal in Shuvas and August. Ulai, Rishoyim Elu, Shekiblu, Savri, the Mitzvah Kavde. Vichyagavna lo paslin alu, Avsha over Mavera, Kubavur, but Perigimel the Sanhedrin. A person doesn't have air, thinks it's a mitzvah, so then it's not a Rosh, an apostle of Dionysus. Okay. So I have two things to say about this. Number one, there are those who claim that we have a right to take the person at his or her word, notwithstanding the overwhelming statistics that the people turn out not from at the end of the day. That man's Rabbi Dachovsky Shlita, who was very active in the Bote Din. I know him yet from his days as a Rebbe in Karen Biavna in my day. Very fine man. He says, come on, you go to the mikveh, it's so emotional, it's so dramatic. At that moment, the person really meant to be mekabel mitzvahs. In my humble opinion, that's ridiculous. Because there's so many coming through the system. They did a survey, 97% plus are not from, based on the gittin that were given, and some say Ben Avraham Avinu or Hager. Whatever. So how can you say it's hard to believe? Hard to believe. On the other hand, there's another Dayan, Rabbi Sherman Shlita, who was spent the whole took a sabbatical from Bezin to be here in our yeshiva for half a year, and he's a very fine man, and he spent the Shabbos at my house when he was here. He says that they were showing, like Rav Sternberg suggests. Rav Sternberg says, no, Rav Sternberg is wrong. Why? He explains, true, if a person makes a mistake here and there, he's not puzzled. But a dayan who thinks that it's mutter to go against the Gedolei Hador, because all the Gedolei Hador said you're not allowed to take in a converse of this type without Shomer Torah mitzvahs, he is considered to be a Rasha. Livsok bezodon benigun lahalacha das Torah. Oh, that's a tough word. Das Torah. He considers to be a Rasha. I think that's a little bit much. I think he's not a Rasha, and therefore if a person happens to be from, when they go in front of such a bezin, it is considered to be a good geiris, in my opinion. I, is a shogeg, Rav Sternberg? No! He averish omedes bestira lemahus umitzvus bezin shemegayir. It's not a side point. It completely knocks out his status as a dayan. Now, I happen to agree with him in principle that if somebody does something which is so out of the question, he loses the status of a dayan, even if he's b'shoge. I'll give an example. He thinks it's mutter to take shochat. There are many such people. Yeah, this had to, that had to shake shochat. It's a shoge. It's one of them. I kid you not. One of the dayan told me, yeah, it's kosh because it's oimah mutter. Chas v'sholem. He takes shochet up. He doesn't want, even if he didn't take shochet in one case, it's still no good. So Rabbi Dachovsky compares this fellow to someone who takes shochet. And I say it's ridiculous. There's no comparison. Here, this person was mahigia lahora. He knows something's going on. And he doesn't accept the das gedolei hadar. Who said you have to listen to gedolei hadar? Where does it say it? So he says, oh, he quotes the kovetz shurim, Rabbi Chanan. He quotes the sefer Achinuch, says that there's lo sos v'yom, and the small applies in every generation. In every generation. But that's only Rabbi Osai. It's based upon the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, the Kovetz Shurim, in his introduction. Can't argue. Rabbi Chanan explains, Kibbutz kochach mi Yisrael aruban is better than Shukal Yisrael. See, Paskins, that there's a Gili Das, 1988, from Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yosef, this type, and Rav Shach, you can't argue with it. I don't understand. Those four didn't get together with each other. And all they said there was you can't accept a ger who's not a couple of mitzvahs. Rabbi Duchovsky says, I am a couple of mitzvahs. So you can say they're wrong, but it's not against the Gili Das. I don't understand why he wants to apostle these people and call them Rishon. I put in here the Rav Moshe of the Tshuva, his introduction to all of his Tshuvas, where he says that a person is required to paskin the way he thinks, even if it's against others, and he quotes it, and he gets schar for it. Rabbi Lezer paskined that Yibachal Shabbos to make a mila knife, and the people in his town were rewarded that when the Romans made an edict, every town they couldn't do mila except for their town. It was against all the Rabbonim. Since they had not an official psak in Bez Nagodol, he wasn't a Zokan Mamre, so the people had to follow him. So if Rabbi Duchovsky thinks that this is called Kabbalah Samitzvahs, he's number one, he's not even going against the Gilui Das. And number two, if you say there's a later Gilui which came, which discussed this directly, signed by, that was 1984. That was the first Gdoli Hador. If this Gir B'li Kabbalah Samitzvahs is no good, but Rabbi Duchovsky agrees to that. And no, in the year 1988, they said, HaMegayish lo kadas chas v'sholem, olav loch shema shamer chazal, roch ha-roh tovo l'mekab le-gerim. Yeah, but on the contrary, that proves the Geir is Yitzchak. The Geir is Yitzchak in that case. Then you have in 2008, another Gilui Das. It's not, again, without Kabbalah Smith. He thinks they're real Kabbalah Smith. And they quote Rav Yoshev. In my opinion, it's impossible to say that Rav Yoshev agrees with them. You know, they hide behind what he says. Impossible. I'll tell you why. Rav Yoshev has a tshuva of ger katan, where the parents aren't from. Very common case. So Rav Moshe says maybe it is a ger. Rav Yoshev says maybe it is a ger. Maybe it's better to be a non from Jew than to be a goy. Even though most poskim say they're probably not a ger. Okay? So Rav Yoshev has a suffer ger. Wait a minute. They want to apostle or Rabbanu. You know why? They're over Lifnei Iver. Because they're machshir, someone who's a ger, but if a case is really not a ger, Lifnei Iver is a mikshel, so you're nifsel and leonis. But how can Rabbi Yoshev talk me right? A suffix ger, suffix not a ger. So if a case, maybe it's not a ger, and someone marries that person, it's over an Issa the rice of intermarriage. So this dayan, we should say that a dayan who does a gear for a child whose parents are not from, it should be no good for another reason. The dayan is a Rasha. Over Lifnei Iver. The answer is, the dayan is not a Rasha. Yeah. Okay, so just to make a long story short, in my opinion, as opposed to others who look after who the dayan is, as long as the dayan to me is orthodox, even not such a big Talmud Chacham, in my opinion, the Geir would be good if, in fact, there was Kabbalah Smitzvahs at the time. Full Kabbalah Smitzvahs, yes. Partial, probably not, Permission says. None, zero. Yes?
First of all, 2 points. For Yahash's case, they never came out with a edict. And if you want to say that the reason why the other than are apostles is going against the community of Rabbanim.
No, sorry. That's the difference. He has enough of a reason why. They overlift the evil of the mission. That's right. They overlift the evil of the mission. I'm saying two different things.
And is there a distinction between Rabbi Chassi's argument, which is that they are Makabal because of the inspiration of the moment,
right.
But there are also Rabban who follow Mishpatei Bezio, and that kind of thinking that as long as you say it, it
Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim.
Right, but there are those.
Rav Moshe says that's ridiculous, as we said to before. It's nothing. That's what he says. Okay.
Yeah, but there are Orthodox rabbis.
Many Orthodox rabbis do many Orthodox things. I mean, I have to tell you, it's not the topic. It's not the topic for today. Not only Gavis as such, but when Nikkur was built in Riverdale 35 years ago, I gave a psak, which people were very upset with me for giving this psak. How can I be so liberal? I said, anyone who wants to convert in our mikvahs is welcome to do so. Anybody. I don't care who. It could be an Orthodox, Reform, male, female, anyone you want. I don't care. Why? Because if I will restrict the Geirus to the Orthodox, what it's basically saying is that the Orthodox Geirus is good and non-Orthodox is no good. I'm not ready to give my imprimatur to the Orthodox Geirus either. That's why it's a swimming pool. You want to come in, you pay your fee, you come out. That's my position. Save me a lot of fights.
If the Dayan get paid, is that called gaining something from them?
That's a good question. It's Shochad a problem. There's a man named Rav Yitzchaki. I never met the man. I really should meet him one day, from Bnei Brak. He has a fiery couple of tshuvas printed in... What's it called? I forgot it. It comes out of Muncie, I think. What's it? It comes out of the halachic. It comes out a few times a year. Blank on the name now, where he is very strong that the Dayanim are possible. He even has a reference to the recent scandal in this country about Peeping Tom, whatever. So he makes a little brief reference to that, and he wants to possible the Dayanim, not the Gerim. I don't think he's correct on what he's saying, but he talks about they're taking money too. I would say, if they take money for any geirus, and they only take money for when the geirus is completed, it's a very serious problem. The problem of shochad, which can possibly, even their good geirus might be no good. That's a potential problem. There I agree with him. But you know, they can claim in some other case we take money not for the actual geirus, take money for the class that we give. And there's another question: which dayan is the apostle? The one who interviews the candidates, or the one who just sits there during the tefillah? He himself brings that up as an interesting question, which was discussed by the Betin in Yerushalayim, which has Rabbi Eisenstein and Rabbi Levine. And remarkably, Rabbi Eisenstein, who comes after us all the time and attacking the Geirus here, wants to be Melamed Zchus, that even though the rabbi is a bum, you know, that's the chief rabbi who's doing this, but the pakid at the mikvah, he's okay. He's just a balabas. He writes such a svar. These are all, I'm going to go too much time on this topic. Everybody's like, good. But now there's a bigger problem. Not bigger. For Masada Kedushin, a bigger problem. Because it says over here in the Mishnah, that's what this law is going on, Hanitan al HaShivcha or Avodas Kachavim HaRez al Yichnos. I mean, if there's rumors going around that a man is consorting with a non-Jewish woman and then she converted, he's not allowed to marry her. This is Maisim B'chol Yom. And today's Maisim B'chol Yom V'chol Eis V'chol Shoah. It's against the Mefurisha Mishnah. What's going on over here? What's going on? So Rashi says, Choshut Kolomashi Toanim Alav Divre Laz. Lo Yaseh Mishim Laz, Shalayomu Emeser HaKol Arishim. So someone will say, based on Rashi, we know it's Emes. So if we know it's Emes, so then they're married. We know it's true. So it's against enough in the Tosefta. Tosefta says if he's with Bade Bola, you cannot marry them. But, there are some who say, that's if he marries her, excuse me, that we know he lived with her, but the whole world doesn't know about it. We know about it, but the whole world doesn't know about it. But if it's Mefursim Lakol, the whole world knows about it, then it's okay. And that's what some posts can rely upon when you have all these cases where the man's living with a non-Jewish woman for a long time, the whole world knows about it, and now he wants to convert, Bechule. So it should be done. I had a case like that in my own shul. It was the last Shabbos of June. I walk out the door. Someone said hello to me. Okay, fine. Didn't pay much attention. Just moved into the neighborhood. I get a call in the camp. There's an intermarried couple in our shul. Walt. Well, it turned out it was that fella. So, I don't know who this woman is. So I wasn't even in town. So someone sent it to Diane Cohen from Broyers. He was around, and he met this woman. He said, you know, she's a sincere woman, And you, and I'll say, okay, so I told Diane called up, so you convert her. Oh, no, you do it. Okay. So I met her. I remember meeting her. She looks very sincere. We did the Gairus and Erev Rosh Hashanah. We had to wait till all the men got out of the mikveh. And then we had to do the suin. It was so late in the day that they did the yichud in the boiler room with my shul and went straight to Ashrei. This is a real story. But what about Nitan? So they were A, relying on the fact that if it's Mefursim Lakol, it doesn't apply. And B, is it true as a Rambam? The Rambam writes in the Tshuva that if you're going to take a person away from a worse Avera, then it's possible for you to do such a conversion. And even a marriage. Tshuva Sarambam. Chaim Oizer quotes the Tshuva Sarambam. And says that, the Tshuva Sarambam can be relied upon. So therefore, if in fact she is from, in most cases they're not from at all, but if they are really from, then you can rely on the Tshuva Sarambam that says that it's permissible to do such a conversion. We rely on Tshuva Sarambam. Not everyone agrees with that. Some people are upset with us. But Tshuva Sarambam. The people who say that's Mefursim, this is an Otzer HaPoskim, Siman Yod Aleph. And the Achiezer quotes as follows. She tried to get rid of him. Oh, to marry her. I nitan. Pasakna came in the takonas ashovim. Mutav sheyochel rote velo shuman atzmo. Esas Hashem mefer teresecha. Vyochel yisayna. Okay. So Rav Chaim Oizer quotes, Zeh yisod godol. Yisod godol. It's a big yisod. I think it's a, who am I to say, Rambam says big yisod, Chaim Oizer says big yisod. So we have done such garrison because of the psak of these gedolim. There are those who disagree with us and say, no, it's a terrible thing to do. You can't do it. It's not right to do it. And I think that we have a right to follow these gedolim posts who say that it is the right thing to do. Again, I'm not going to all the protein right now. Yes, okay.
And if there's no chashash that you won't go to mikvah every month, it'll be a curse, it'll be more chamor.
Good question. It's true, Yisakaris is more chamor if she's Jewish than if she's not Jewish, which is what's called a Karis Medivri Kabbalah, married to a non-Jewish woman. We have to try to see to it that they keep Taras HaMishpacha. They may not keep Shabbos either, so it's a lift neighbor on both. In general, that's another question that we're going to bring up now. Can you do a wedding if you're not going to keep Taras HaMishpacha? So the Netziv talks about it, and he says that, they can do it anyway, they're living together anyway in many cases, so therefore you're allowed to do the wedding, if they're called upon to do the wedding. There's much more to be said, but I have to cut the Gairus part out to discuss, start talking about the next issue. Okay, fine, so the person is Jewish. So, no problem, Brocha, the person is Jewish. Well, there are two issues. One, what happens if the chosn is a kohen? The chosn is a kohen, is a whole, and is there a kohen in the house? Okay, so kahanim know that you have many other restrictions, which Yisraelim don't have. It's psukim of furoshim in Parshas Emor. Yeah. So, a kohen is not a marry a grusha. Okay, not a marry a grusha. Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, they're kohen and marry grushas all the time, and they're so-called beheter. At a pasuk in Chumash. Well, there are only two ways to get out of this. Either he's not a kohen or she's not a grusha. So we have this phenomenon called decohenization. A very famous rabbinic personality decohenized himself because he wanted to marry a grusha. And Diane Erentroy from England, that's where the whole thing blew up, went crazy on him. You've been a kohen for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. So also you say you're not a kohen because you want to marry a grusha. Well, my father said he was a kohen, he was really a charlatan, and there's no proof to it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It was a cheskas kahuna, it's very difficult to undo such a chazak. Very difficult. This is absolute iron-clear proof, which is very hard to come by. That's number one. There are cases in which the person says, I was told I was a kohen by someone who wasn't from, and there's a break in the frumkeit over the generations. Through a Moshe the tshuva, that person's probably not a kohen. You have no basis to say he really is a kohen. And if you're looking for a head to there, I'll tell you the call. Rav David Cohen, who's not a kohen, lives in Brooklyn, New York. And he's makel based on the oral traditions from Rav Moshe. Such a person is not a kohen, and you can marry anyone you want. Not so simple. And Rav Moshe writes, are they found in the Metzeva? Nah, the Metzevas are not reliable. They're, you know, either kohen or they have the hands up. You know, Metzevas are not reliable. That's my Rebbe said for Karat, the famous drush the Rebbe gave, surrender to the will of the Almighty. One of his famous drushes. Some girl converted to marry this guy. And they went to the cemetery. And they came back to Rav Soloveitchik. What is this thing? You see fingers on his father's grave and grandfather. What's this going on here? Oh, he says, fingers. That means he's a kohen. He can't marry you. Surrender to the will of the Almighty. She converted for him, and they didn't get married. That's quoted to Yisrael Lap. Quoted Rav Moshe, who cares what they said, what they put in the Matzev. So, but anyway. But the worst case now is instead of decolonizing the Kohen, which you can't do in many cases, they decide to de-grushaize the grusha. Why do you do that? Oh, it's obvious they do that. The first marriage was no marriage. First marriage is no marriage. There's a tshuva, which I think is still not printed to my knowledge, Rebbe Vadya, written to someone who lives not far from me, about precisely such a case. And the heter, that the first marriage is not a marriage, because they found that one of the witnesses to the marriage was not a kosher witness. Now, it's important for you, as of some language, to make sure that the witnesses are kosher. But if the witnesses were not kosher, according to my Rebbe's psak, based on Chassam Sofer and others, and Piskei Tshuva quotes it, maybe we'll get to it later, they are absolutely married, because there are many other people who witness it. Rebbe Vadya's work with an assumption, Nim Tzeechot Korav Apostle, Eidus Kulam B'Tela. There is such an opinion. However, if you look carefully, it's really hard to justify this opinion. Again, based on what my Rebbe said and others to say, I would never write Shas Tshuva. I remember when this thing happened, I got an irate call from the Masada Kedushin, that they passed this Kedushin. Were you involved in this psak? I said, I have nothing to do with this. They thought maybe somehow I mastered to Rebbe Vadya. Nothing to do with it. Anyway, they got married, they got divorced. You know, it's all, so often happens. So often happens. It was a celebrated case in a few miles west of here. This happened in a few miles north of here. A few miles west of here, a celebrated case, very chashuv in mishpacha. And the son, the father's chashuv a kohen, and the son fell in love with some woman who was not kohen eligible, and they made some kind of shtick. They went to someone who lives near me. I got some kind of funny psak. Funny psak. The psak was that since the grandmother went through the Holocaust, she has the status of a shvuya, and therefore the fellow's not a kohen. So he can marry. Wait a minute. He's not a kohen. That means the father's not a kohen, and the brother's not a kohen. No. No. Only he's not a kohen. Because he has the child. Everyone else is a kohen. The psak ha-mekubal of Gedolei Yisrael post-World War II is that there's no din of shvuya on those who went to Auschwitz. You can argue with the psak, but Gedolei Olam all said it. And my shul had someone who went to Auschwitz was married to a kohen, and no one said boo. For reasons, they were busy killing them, they weren't being mezanah with them, and the Nazis said if you consort with a Jew, it's punishable by death. Whatever the facts of Auschwitz are said, and I don't know what they were exactly, that was the psak of all Gedolei Olam. All of a sudden, this guy walks around, and 70 years later, decides to go against him so that one guy can marry. So they got married anyway. The guy, no rabbi in this community would officiate. So the guy who was very close to many of the rabbanim, his father, very close. So he fell out of. He wouldn't talk to any of the rabbanim in the community because they wouldn't do it. What happened? They got divorced. See, he lost everything. I'll tell him Koma. If it's no good, it's no good. Okay, whatever. I'm just sorry to see stories. I have to wake everybody up with some stories. But the din is a din. A kohen is a kohen is a kohen. There were those who say, "What? Today's Kohanim. Who said they're Kohanim? Only Kohanim Chazoka. The Marash Dam says, and it's also quoted in Pischa Chuvah somewhere in Yom Marah Makarmis, it's in Vav, that we can be Mekel if it's a Sofek, it's a Chalutza, it's on the Derabona, it's a Kohen Kohen. Rabbi Shechter screams and yells about it, as many others before him. That's ridiculous. We assume he really is a Kohen. Yeah, for some dinim, not, but not to say that he's allowed to marry a Chalutza, that's ridiculous. So to decolonize is ridiculous, and to de-Grushize is equally ridiculous. Unfortunately, a very recent case, very close to me, personally, that's exactly what was done. And a Kohen married a Grusha, and it's very sad. Very sad. What can I say? But you don't do it, Chas v'Shalom, to do such things. The Kohen is too important to be here. The real problem. The real problem is, that's Grusha. Grusha is obvious to everybody. But it says, Isha, Grusha, no, who else? What comes after Grusha? What else is happening besides Grusha? Huh? Actually, it doesn't say Isha Zona v'chalala v'grusha me'isha. What's a Zona? See, he's looking at Shulchan Aruch. A Zona doesn't mean a promiscuous woman. That's what we say in Yiddish. That's what a Zona is. But look at Yomar Yavamis. A Zona is someone, for our purposes, who had a relation with a non-Jewish man. Unfortunately, in today's world, someone is a Balas Tshuva, and she wasn't from, and she, let's say she went through 4 years on the university campus. So, you know, we all know what goes on these campuses. And these secular Jews no longer discriminate between a Jewish boyfriend and a non-Jewish boyfriend. So unfortunately, she's not permitted to marry a Kohen. It's very sad, but that's a reality. And yet we find these things are going on all the time. Rabbi Yoshua is quoted as saying, a Kohen should not marry a Balas Tshuva. In my opinion, it's a temporary psak. After a number of years, if the Kohen is also a Balas Tshuva, it will not be a problem. Because his mother did the same thing when she was in the university campus. So he's a cholo. So kakalosa takanasa. It's only that one generation where the fellow's mother was not promiscuous, because she lived a generation before, and the girl is, then it's a big problem. But otherwise, I'm sure could be by now already, people getting married now in their 20s, this already happened 30 years ago, whatever. You have
Can
to judge.
Ask the girl?
What? Ask the girl. So, it's a serious problem. If you're a Masada Kiddushin, and you want to write Pesul to her, and she's not a Pesula, may you or may you not. So Rav Moshe is a tshuva. If she lived with a Jewish man, you're allowed to write Pesul to her. As long as he knows about it, if he knows about it, it's no problem. He's mekabel the big ksuba. What if he doesn't know about it? It's a big machlekes. He doesn't know about it. Some possibly he doesn't know about it. It's a shaila of either kiddushay tos, chas v'shalom. You learn ksubas. Everyone learn ksubas. Kinsa becheskas beula besula v'nimsas beula. Oh man, it's a whole sugas hagemara, and it's according to one opinion, the Beis Shmuel, based on the Torah and ksubas daf yud, the test. They're not married. We paskin, on the Yazdai, we have paskin that they are married. Rabbi Yosha paskins that they are married. But you have to tell him, otherwise the ksuba is no good. So he's living his whole life without a ksuba. In my humble opinion, there's a way around that one. Because it could be Tosefas, ksuba is different than ksuba, and the Tosefas we have is much bigger than the Ike, which we'll get to later on. So I thought there's room to be lenient. You're fooling her. So there's a tshuva in the Divrei Yatzer by the Kloizenberg Rebbe, that's how. He says, come on, don't tell him anything. He'll never, till his dying day, he'll never know the difference. Because the Ramah says, if a bacha, who had never married before, comes into Bez and says, Pesach, Masuch, Matzasi, we give him Malchus. How do you know? You know the difference over here. So therefore, you don't tell him. We'll get to that. But what happens if you live with a goy? If you live with a goy, you write that psulta though, and who did the kiddushin? Rabbi X. Oh, X, an Orthodox rabbi. So 50 years from now, she'll want to marry a Kohen. She'll have 50 good years with her first husband, and then Chalila V'chas, she becomes an almona at age 70, and she wants to marry a Kohen. Of course she can marry a Kohen, because she's looking at Ziksum, psulta though. So why she can't do that? So I had a case like that. A girl came to me, she's a Balas Tshuva, she married a fine Talmud Chacham, And their grandparents already, everything's fine and dandy. What should they do? It goes back many years, 40 years. I said, we'll have two ksubas. I said, does anybody know about it besides me? Yeah, his friend. He had to talk to somebody about it. One friend. Tell him to come early. So, came early. And we signed the ksuba, which said, itisada, with a lower level of money. And they said, this is your ksuba. You give it to your wife in the yichud room. Then we made a fancy ksuba. It was read at the chuppah. Afterwards, I took it myself. And I put it into the circular file. Threw it out. That's what we did. But these things in action. Anyway, I got a little sidetrack. So back to where we are over here. Okay? So we have a discussion of a kohen. This guy wasn't a kohen, no problem. If it's a kohen, you just can't do this. Lamana emes. There's one shita d'chuya. There are, as cited by the Ritva in Kiddushin Samaches, that says that perhaps it would be permissible. Perhaps it would be permissible, halacha lemaisa, even though everyone else rejects it. The Ra'o himself supposedly backed out. I don't know if he really backed out. When the Ra'o backed out, could be he just said, you know, want to get his talmud off his back. You know, that happens, we know, with people like that. So is it possible, svara, some kind of a... And even though the Otzer posting the course says the Shita Tchuya, no one relies upon it, they themselves, that's in Siman Dalet, in Siman Zion, it's a very unusual case, which the Dr. Moshe quotes in Österreich. In Austria, there was a terrible situation where the women were violated, and they gave a heta to marry a kohen. How can it be? How can it be? So they say that maybe they were lying on their ra'ah, even though it's a das yochid, which is himself supposedly backed out. But generally speaking, we assume it's not allowed. And it's very, you have to be careful with these things. You have to be careful to ask a question. You don't ask a question. Couple comes to, I never ask any questions like this, prior to their personal conduct. No. But if he's a kohen, you got to make sure, are you kohen eligible? You know, I'm the rabbi for the Sawyer with Sinai, which is why you connect. So there's a box, are you kohen eligible? You have to know, it's a serious matter. If there was she lived with a non-Jew, she's not kohen eligible. So that's it. You can't do such a wedding. You can't do it. It's sad, but you have to tell the truth. It's the responsibility of the Masada Kiddushin. Yes.
The children of a coin in a gush or a coin in his own.
Chalolim. Yeah. Chalolim. So chalolim is they lack Kiddushin's kahuna. There's an interesting situation which is not clear. What happens if a non-Jewish man lives with a Jewish woman and had a child? What's the status of that child? Three opinions. Some say the child is 100% kosher. The Rambam can marry a kohen. Some say for sure the child is a chalala and cannot marry a kohen. And some are in between. They're not sure. So it could be that they cannot marry a kohen. Zera Beis Yisrael, in Cheskel, that's quoted. But they don't have the status of Chalolin. So that, for example, they would not be able to go into a cemetery if their father is a goy and the mother is a Israelis. But if it's a girl, she can't marry a kohen either. So neither here nor there. Three different opinions. Pasha have to be machu for all the opinions. Pshuta. So that's for a kohen. It's very important to be for kohanim. Have to be very, very, very careful who they marry. What we didn't. I was going to discuss today. We'd have a chance to discuss it because the time is up. Well, if you ask questions in the Masada Kiddushin, to ask any conversions, adoptions, right? Fine. But there's one more thing I have to ask. Any divorces? What's wrong with divorce? Nothing if it's done right. What happens if there's no divorce? This is the world's worst nightmare scenario called Mamzerus. Oh, this is a nightmare. A nightmare. Dimas HaShukim. We do everything in our power not to brand someone a mamzer. As you can well understand, it's not the person's own fault, and it's a stigma which is, say someone's not Jewish, if they're from, it's correctable, it's do a gear of the chumrah. But to say mamzer, what's the Mishnah say? Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskom. You can't correct it. So I think next week we're not meeting, am I correct? Thanksgiving is a daraisa for sure. But we're meeting in 2 weeks, correct? So in 2 weeks we'll try to discuss this and with other next pack of Aram HaKomos as well. We'll talk about Kiddush Etos, which is sometimes used to avoid Mamzeris. We understand very well that the first Kiddush wasn't valid, and then she married someone else, had a child, we could say that the child is not a Mamzer. So we'll try to talk about those topics, B'siyata D'Shmaya, next week. You have a little big packs which you'll get on your emails. I'm not expecting them to read through everything, but there's some of the highlights here. Maybe we'll correct for the future record. I apologize, I gave the wrong chelik. My fault. Can we dab a mincha now? Is that okay? Yeah, too late to dab it downstairs.